Even if our Lord did this, this world would still never be heaven. Heaven is not just a succession of never-ending days. Heaven is eternity. Heaven is outside of time. This is a common source of confusion for agnostics and atheists. If Christ had the power to perform miracles, lay down his life, and then raise himself up again by his own power, why do we have to suffer and die? If God is so good, why can't we all just be happy? Well, because of sin. We are blind. We do not naturally, without a special grace in Almighty God, see with the eyes of faith. All we see is this world. Because of our fallen human nature, we are so limited that if we were given just a glimpse of the happiness of heaven, we would be so overwhelmed that we would die of joy. We are like a glass with a capacity of maybe 8 ounces, some of us maybe 10, maybe 2 or 3 ounces. And what happens when you try to put the entire ocean into that glass? The glass would obviously overflow and break beyond possible measure. But what if after Christ rose from the dead, he maintained his presence on earth, truly living amongst men, doing good? And then he just makes it possible for men to freely speak to him, to be with him, and to love him. Well, you might be thinking to yourself, and you should be thinking to yourself, he did do this. Our Lord is with each of us here today, May 18th, 2023, exactly in the same manner as he was after he ascended into heaven. No longer visibly to our human eyes, but now it is by faith that man approaches his God. And this is the answer to our original question. Why did our Lord ascend into heaven? And the answer? To prepare a place for those who love him. Our Lord ascended into heaven not just because he had the power to do so, but he did so to show us that we too, if we are faithful to God's law, shall be taken into heaven body and soul, to be happy with God for all eternity. Our own individual places in heaven, they are there waiting for us. These places are described as thrones, castles, mansions. They are there, they have our names on them as we speak. But we must really choose whether we will to live with God's grace, or if we would rather commit sin for a passing pleasure. As it is written, the eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man what things God hath prepared for them that love him. And today let us think on the imagery of the apostles standing there, absolutely dumbfounded, as Christ ascended into heaven before their eyes. The sight of them must have been so spectacular, because once our Lord was out of their sight, they still stood there just trying to process what had just happened. Our Lord, who lived with them, who taught them, who ate with them, who suffered and died and then rose again, in return to them, proving his resurrection, he now visits his disciples one last time. And he bids farewell as he gives them the most noble mission ever given to men. With these words, go ye into the whole world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned. Christ bid them farewell with a mission of faith. And then he rose to heaven. The 120 persons assembled there, they were prepared to follow him. They would have liked to die and follow him immediately to heaven. But this was not God's will. No longer was Christ to be physically with them in his earthly body, but rather sacramentally. He was not to be with them any less than before, but now they would have to be with him in a different manner. By faith. They found themselves standing in silence. But in heaven, there was the eternal, never-ending sound of angelic choirs, magnificent rejoicing. The holy souls liberated from limbo on the morning of the resurrection are there to receive their king. The elect clothed in white garments enjoy the marriage feast, triumph and glory unspeakable. But to the apostles, silence. And faith, faith is the answer. Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up to heaven? Because that is where Christ went, and we must follow him. Like the apostles today, on Ascension Thursday, we must keep our eyes fixed on heaven. Heaven is our goal. We were not made for this world. Heaven, eternal happiness, is not here. Do not look for it here. You will be greatly frustrated and disappointed. But with the eyes of faith, Christ is there to help you see the truth. The last words of today's gospel go as follows. They went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the preaching by the signs that followed. The apostles could not see Christ anymore once he ascended, but they could see the effects of God's grace. Likewise, all of us in our own lives have a lot to be thankful for. We can see God's grace in our own lives. The Mass, the sacraments, Catholic families, priests, sisters. Through these instruments, Christ is still with us, in the good example of our teachers, and in the blessed sacrament. Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up to heaven? So as we continue the sacrifice of the Mass, let us humbly ask our Lord for an increase of virtue of faith, so that we will keep our eyes fixed on the goal.